Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is busy in the ministry doing wonderful things. Praise God. And I'm here on radio preaching the gospel here on the broadcast. Praise God. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the road to go to destruction of hellfire, to place you on the road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost-filled, powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We have a powerful message this month talking about Jehovah Kadisi, which is Hebrew, which is the names of God, the Lord that sanctifies. We have in church with the message, so we would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. The Lord wants to sanctify the people. And sanctification is just, some people say, set apart. But it's more than just being set apart. Because you can take a drunkard off the street, and then place him in jail. Just because you separate him and set him apart so he can't go to the liquor store, the ABC store, to get no more booze, or to go to the supermarket, get no more wine and alcohol. Just because you set them in the jail and you can't do that, doesn't mean that the sinful nature or the desire of drinking has been taken out. Because there are some people, after they get locked up, they try to get something similar to that alcohol by making mash, which is some strong drink they manufacture in the prison. Praise God. And those of you that's incarcerated know what I'm talking about, especially those of you that are doing time in the prisons. You know what mash is. And that proves my point, that being set apart is not a very good definition of sanctification. It's only part of the process. The Lord wants us to not only be set apart, but he wants to take that sinful nature out of you. Take that desire out of you. When the Lord takes that desire of sin out of you, he places in you a brand new nature. That's the new birth, being born again. Some people don't know what the new birth is. Some people think being born again is the Holy Ghost. But the new birth is being born by the Spirit, which is the power of God, when Jesus breathed a life in your soul. Praise God. Amen. Let's go back to the verse of scripture in St. John 21. Praise God. Where it said, "Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you." The Lord give you peace. He satisfy you and give you that, amen, satisfaction that you don't have no need for anything else. Then he said in verse 22, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them." You heard me? He breathed on them And then he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, some people don't know what the breath is. Some folks think it's the Holy Ghost. But I want to let you know, that was not the time they received the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus told that same group to go up into the upper room in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. That's what he told them. So let you know, that was not when they received the Holy Ghost. But it's when they got washed in the blood. It's when Jesus breathed a life in their soul and sanctified them wholly. And people, we need to understand, know that. Preachers, you need to understand that. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Don't be so much in yourself that you resist this and then be in the dark, thinking that you know. Amen. But people, we need to understand, know that. Because the Bible condemns you. Because that same group that Jesus breathed on went up into the upper room to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, how can they get it twice? And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. That's the reason why you got to have the Holy Ghost to preach this Bible. You heard me? Amen. Praise God. Because God revealed his mysteries to the babes in Christ. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. It takes the Holy Ghost to make a preacher. Not just a school, but it takes the Holy Ghost to make a preacher. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Now, Jesus sanctified them, the disciples. And he told them to receive the Holy Ghost. And people, in order for us to receive the Holy Ghost, we must be sanctified through the blood of Jesus. That sinful nature got to come out. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Well, people say, well, Peter preached in Acts 2:38 to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And you got the Holy Ghost. Baby, people don't understand that. It's a mystery in Acts 2:38. And Peter preached by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when he said, be baptized in Jesus' name, so many people think it's going in the water, saying, I'm being baptized you in Jesus' name. I want to let you know it's more than that. Amen. You got to get out the water and go to Calvary. Jesus' name is at Calvary. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. And let the Lord sanctify you. Because you got some people, after they get buried in Jesus' name, some of them still act like the devil. Praise God. I'm telling you, they act like the devil. That's because their sinful nature is still in them. Praise God. But when Jesus takes that sinful nature out, glory to God, and take it out by the root, glory to God, he placed in us that brand new nature, the nature of Christ. You talking about to sing that song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. How I long to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. How I long to be like him. I'm telling you, be like Jesus. You heard me? Be like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Live like Jesus. Live a holy life every day. You won't be, amen, up and down like a seesaw. Talking about you saved and still sin too. You wouldn't be none of that. And I'll let you know, I'm putting on radio, there's no such thing as a saved sinner. So don't y'all believe these false prophets out here. There's no such thing as a saved sinner. When the Lord saved you, your sinning days goes out. Because Christ make you a brand new creature. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Amen. The Lord will make you brand new inside out and cause you to live this life with victory over sin. And I'm a witness. Because that's the way I live. I live this life like I preach. That's why I can preach it. Because I live it. I'll be living right. Preachers, if you can't live right, you need to go back to the altar and say, Lord, I want you to save me. Lord, I want you to wash me in the blood. Lord, make me so I can live right. Because I'm telling you, you got to live right over here. You hear me? Because people looking for a change. How can you expect the sinners to repent when you got church people can't live right?
How can you expect sinners to want to know they want to be saved if you got church people acting like the world? Church people, amen, acting like the devil. But I want to let you know, judgment must begin at the house of God. People, we need to get it right. Put the devil out your life. Put the devil out the church. Preachers, get the devil out the pulpit. I'm telling you, it's time to preach the truth to the people. Preach about, let people know it's time to wake up here. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Leave the devil alone. You hear me? Leave the devil alone and stop your sinning. Praise God. Give the world up. Praise God. So the Lord can sanctify you through the blood. Praise God. Wash you and make you clean. Praise God. And stop looking at these false prophets out here. Talking about, amen, being a preacher and being a child molester. Amen. God don't have no child molested preacher. You heard me? Praise God. And a preacher talking about they are homosexual. Amen. God don't have no homosexual preacher. That homosexual need to go back to the altar. And they may repent of their sins. That child molesting preacher need to get out that pulpit and go to the altar and repent of their sins. You heard me? Glory to God. Because God did not call a preacher to be out there being a child molester. A preacher out there, amen, smoking weed and, amen, smoking crack cocaine and all that devilish mess. God don't use people in sin. But he wants you to, amen, be delivered and be set free from sin. Because God wants somebody that is clean. Wants somebody that is pure. You heard me? Praise God. Glory to God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Let's hear a song of praise. Because I'm telling you, amen, I'm waging war against the devil. You heard me? Because the devil has walked in the church. The devil is sitting in the church. Amen. And people letting the devil sit in the church. But I want to let you know it's time to get the devil out of there. Praise God. It's time to let the power of the Holy Ghost come in there. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Let's get ready for a song of praise from out of the grave. Amen. Let's hear a song of praise from out of the grave. Praise God.
I'm gonna walk by faith, not by sight. Cause you gave yourself to me.
Amen. We got to learn how to walk by faith. And I'm a man of faith. I believe God. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, and I believe this word that I preach. Amen. That's why I testify. The Lord saved me. He sanctified me through the blood. He washed me in the blood of the Lamb. He filled me with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. At the age of, praise God, when I was 14 years old when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I got, was 13 when I dedicated my life to the Lord. I got converted, repented my sins, got converted of all my evil ways when I was 13 years old. I received the Holy Ghost at the age of 14. Let you know, the Lord will save you. You hear me? He will save you from your sin. Take sin out of you. Amen. Fix it so you can live right. And don't want to be go back and mess with that devil anymore. Praise God. That's why them sanctified folks sing that song, "Goodbye World, I'm Gone." Goodbye World, I'm Gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever leave me on, goodbye world, I'm gone. Praise God. I'm telling you, because Jesus will satisfy you. Yes, He will. He'll satisfy you. He'll satisfy you and take sin out of you and make you a child of God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. St. John, Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter, where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus was a religious leader. But Nicodemus didn't know about this new birth. He didn't know. Like some people don't know what I'm preaching now. They don't understand it. Because a lot of preachers not preaching it because they don't understand it. But Jesus was trying to explain it to Nicodemus. Amen. Amen. St. John, 3rd chapter, in the 1st verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was an educated man. Let you know, it's not in the schools. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. He revealed these hidden mysteries that's in this Bible. Amen. Now, if the school got is anointed by the Holy Ghost, that's a whole different school. But I'm talking about it's not in the natural school. Not the theological schools and all that. But is in the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus proved himself to be the Son of God. By healing the sick, casting out devils, open up blind eyes, unstopping deaf ears, cause the lame to walk. Jesus performed many miracles. Praise God. That's why I love to preach about Jesus. I love to lift up Jesus. Because he come to destroy the works of the devil. And those of you that's out there that like to live in the streets, Jesus come to deliver you from the life of the streets. You don't have to be out there hustling on the streets, trying to be part of a gang, talking about the Bloods, the Crips, amen, trying to be part of the Latin Kings, trying to be part of some gang,
But I want to let you know Jesus will deliver you from that life and cause you to be a productive man and woman, a young boy, young girl in society. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. Now, the Bible said, Jesus told Nicodemus this in St. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, that is truly, truly, I say unto you. Let you know, Jesus is telling you the truth. Except a man be born again, he cannot, you heard me? He cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, if you can't see the kingdom, how are you going to get in there? You heard me? People talking about they going to heaven. You can't go to heaven unless you be born again. When you be born again, you'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the new birth, being born again. Praise God. Amen. People get part of the birth, but don't get the whole birth. You hear me? You got to get washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the whole birth, so you can be able to see the kingdom of God. Because no sinner gonna see that kingdom. You got to be washed in the blood and to be take holy eyes. Holy eyes, sanctified eyes, to see that kingdom. Praise God. That's the reason why it's time for holiness. Time out for Tombo. I'm a good person. Being good is not enough. You got to get holy to make it to the kingdom of God. Be sanctified and washed in the blood of the Lamb to be able to go to make heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. I put up on social media some time ago, God is not going to ask nobody about no church religion. I don't waste time talking about church religions out here or some religion, whether it's in church or out of the church, some religion. God ain't going to ask for all that. He wants to know one thing. Are you holy? Are you sanctified through the blood of the Lamb? That's what he wants to know. So why waste time talking about a church religion or a church that you've been grew up in? You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the most important thing. That's what God wants to know. Or have you been washed? Have you been sanctified through the blood of Jesus? Praise God. I'm telling you, if you can't be sanctified through the blood, you cannot enter into heaven. You cannot. It's impossible for you to enter into heaven. Because no devil going in there. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb to make it to the kingdom of God. Praise God. And Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood on Calvary's cross so that we can be free. I'm telling you. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Like I said, it's a powerful message. A soul-stirring message. Praise God. So let's, amen. We're going to pick it up on the next on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radios, the point of contact, as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, God, you can change their lives. Turn their lives around. Make their life brand new. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival bring out in these churches. Let the preachers get fallen under the power of God to get delivered and set free and start preaching holiness to the people. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those you're in the free world, click into our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Be blessed. with the many activities on our website. It's a powerful website to bless your soul real good. Good old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled preaching is on that website. Praise God. I'll be adding to it, changing messages periodically. So you can click on there and be blessed by listening to the messages, listening to the preachers preach, praise God, on the Heaven Bound Train website, praise God. Those of you know, kids can click on the links, go to the Bible games, Bible puzzles, amen, Bible stories for children, so they can learn about the Word of God, learn about Jesus. So much on the Heaven Bound Train website, inspirational reading that you can read. So much on there. Just click on it many times as you want to and be blessed. Amen. Good inspirational music on the Heaven Bound Train website. Just click on it and be blessed. Praise God. Those of you in the free world that like to, amen, that want prayer, that like Bible questions, on my website, just send it in. Praise God. And I'll be glad to answer it in private. Praise God. And I'm telling you. And those of you that incarcerated, got Bible questions, send them in by mailing them to us. And I'll be glad to mail it back to you what the Lord has to say, praise God, and give you understanding and wisdom and how to handle that situation that you are talking about. And based upon the Word of God, I'll give you answers. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. It's a pleasure being able to come to your home and your place of confinement each week here on this broadcast on this radio station. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man. I believe in the Word of God and I promote Jesus. Praise God. Because he one that changed my life and made my life brand new. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Owens saying that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? Will you be ready? Praise God. Will you be ready? Just think about that. It's time to dress up now so you can be ready to meet Jesus. Praise God. May God bless you. I love you. That's why I preach like I do. Because I want you to be saved. I want you to make heaven your home. I don't want people to be lost. Praise God. I want you to be saved so you can be able to enjoy the blessings of God. So may God bless you this week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. This train is a clean
train. This train. You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.